This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. The federal government has awarded nearly $23 million to the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe to expand high-speed internet. Here's CPR's Western Slope reporter, Stina Sieg.
The grant from the U.S. Department of Commerce will help bring broadband to Ute Mountain Ute tribal members in rural southwestern Colorado and southeastern Utah. Bernadette Cuthair is the tribe's director of planning and development. She says this connectivity will offer, quote, a wealth of opportunities.
Whether it be government services, whether it be entrepreneur services, student services, health services as well.
The grant is part of a program by the Biden administration to improve internet access across native lands. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A Fremont County sheriff's deputy shot a man yesterday morning in Canyon City. Authorities say the man brandished a firearm before the deputy shot him. The man was taken to Penrose Hospital in Colorado Springs and is expected to survive. The deputy is now on administrative leave. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation will head the investigation into the shooting. It's been a windy and dry Friday for much of the state. That's triggered fire weather warnings in parts of northern Colorado. The alerts cover communities from Granby to Sterling on the eastern plains. The National Weather Service has also issued fire weather warnings for much of southern Colorado, including Colorado Springs and Pueblo. That alert runs through 6 p.m. tonight. The service says to avoid any activities that may create sparks. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 306.